Not even the great LeBron James could save us now. The three-pointer he missed with 10 seconds to go meant that, barring a miracle, the San Antonio Spurs only had to secure one final rebound to be the champions, while the Miami Heat, the team I was on, with the big three of LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, would lose in the NBA Finals for the second time in 3 years. The Vultures, Riders, would soon be swarming all over us. This is what happens when you brag that you will capture one championship after another. Not two, not three, not four, LeBron said when he joined the Heat in 2010, and then don't. The fans in South Beach wouldn't be any more forgiving. Many, as a matter of fact, had headed for the exits on that June evening in 2013, which pissed my teammates and me off big time. We busted our butts night after night during the grueling 82-game season and 2 months of playoffs, and the team had given the city a title the year before. The league figured the game was over as well. It had already placed around the perimeter of the court the yellow rope that would seal an area for Commissioner David Stern to award the Larry O'Brien Championship Trophy. Only the identity of the series MVP was yet to come. The Spurs were having their way with us. That much was obvious, grabbing a 5-point lead with 28.2 seconds to go. We were always nervous facing them. No team in the NBA was more efficient. Every player had the potential to hit the three or break his man off the dribble. The magic word was trust. Their coach, Greg Popovich, trusted his guys. A lot of coaches don't. They leave their players in the same limited roles from game 1 to game 82. How do you get better if you're not given larger responsibilities? How do you become more valuable to the team? At the same time, we were making it easier for the Spurs with turnovers in 3 straight possessions, 2 from LeBron. After the third one, and a foul from me that sent Manu Ginobili to the line for 2 free throws. Good thing he made just one. Our coach, Eric Spoelstra, called time. It's not supposed to go down like this, said Norris Cole, one of our backups. No, Norris, it isn't. Yet there was no despair in the huddle, and I had been in huddles where players bitched at one another so loudly, you could not hear a word the coach was saying. Glancing at the faces and the body language, I could tell everyone still believed. Without that, you don't stand a chance. When play resumed, Mike Miller, our veteran guard, inbounded it to LeBron, who missed a straightaway 3, but Mike secured the loose ball and threw it back to him. LeBron didn't miss that time. The lead was cut to 2. The Spurs' Kawhi Leonard was then fouled with 19.4 seconds left, but fortunately, he also made only 1 of his 2 free throws. Spurs 95, Heat 92. Anything could still happen. This is a sport where the ball can take some strange bounces, and I'd seen my share since I joined the league in 1996. Bounces that almost made you believe there were other forces at work. Besides, we had one clear advantage during those waning seconds. We had Chris Bosh. At 6'11", CB, as we called him, was the tallest player on the floor. That's because Tim Duncan, the face of the San Antonio franchise since practically Dr. James Naismith invented the game in the late 1800s, was sitting on the bench. I shouldn't talk. I'm a year older than Duncan is. Anyway, Popovich had replaced him with another big, Boris Diaw, for quickness to chase us on the perimeter in a pick and roll. A smart move by a smart coach. Lo and behold, when LeBron missed a 3, CB grabbed a rebound Duncan might have gotten. 9 seconds to go. Of course, we still needed the 3-ball. Desperately. From someone. Anyone. I wanted that someone to be me. As a kid, I played out these exact types of late-game scenarios over and over in my head when I was on the court, alone with the ball, and in my dreams. 5 seconds to go, and the ball goes to Allen, his team down by 1. He dribbles to the free throw line, gets by his man, he stops, jumps, pops. Bang! The crowd goes wild. Ray Allen is carried off by his teammates as they win the NBA title.